Please be seated. While Leo Tolstoy is known for his classic novels like War and Peace and Anna Karenina, you know, those that you were supposed to read in high school and probably didn't, he was also a prolific writer of short stories. Papa Panoff's Special Day is one of his short stories. Listen to it. It was Christmas Eve, and it was still in the afternoon. Lights had begun to appear in the shops and houses of the little Russian village, for the short winter day was nearly over. Excited children scurried indoors, and now only muffled sounds of chatter and laughter escaped from the closed shutters. Old Papa Panoff, the village shoemaker, stepped outside his shop to take one last look around. The sounds of happiness, the bright lights, and the faint but delicious smells of Christmas cooking reminded him of past Christmases, when his wife had still been alive and his own children little. Now they had gone. His usually cheerful face with the little laughter wrinkles behind the round steel spectacles looked sad now. But he went back indoors with a firm step, put up the shutters, and set a pot of coffee to heat on the charcoal stove. Then with a sigh, he settled into his big armchair. Papa Panoff didn't often read, but tonight, for some reason, he pulled down the big old family Bible, and slowly tracing the lines with one forefinger, he again read the Christmas story. He read how Mary and Joseph, tired by their journey to Bethlehem, found no room at the inn, so that Mary's little baby was born in a cowshed. Oh dear, exclaimed Papa Panoff. If only they had come here. I could have given them my bed, and I could have covered the baby with my patchwork quilt to keep him warm. He read on about the wise men who had come to see the baby Jesus, bringing splendid gifts. Papa Panoff's face fell. I have no gift that I could give the baby, he thought sadly. But then his face brightened. He put down the Bible, got up, he stretched his long arms to the shelf high up in his little room. He took down a small dusty box and he opened it. Inside was a perfect pair of tiny leather shoes. Papa Panoff smiled with satisfaction. Yes, they were as good as he had remembered, the best shoes he had ever made. I should give him those, he decided, as he gently put them away and sat down again. He was feeling tired now, and the further he read, the sleepier he became. The print began to dance before his eyes so that he closed them just for a minute, but in no time was fast asleep. And he dreamed. He dreamed that someone was in the room with him, and he knew at once who that person was. It was Jesus. You have been wishing that you would see me, Papa Panoff, he said kindly. Then look for me tomorrow. It will be Christmas Day, and I will visit you. But look carefully, for I shall not tell you who I am. When at last Papa Panoff awoke, the bells were ringing out, and a thin light was flickering through the shutters. Bless my soul, said Papa Panoff, it's Christmas Day. He stood up and stretched himself, and his face filled with happiness as he remembered his dream. This would be a very special Christmas after all, for Jesus was coming to visit. How would he look? Would he be a little baby? Would he be a grown man, a carpenter? Or would he be the king that he really is, the King of Kings? He must watch carefully the whole day through so that he recognized him however he came. Papa Panoff put on a special pot of coffee for his Christmas breakfast. He took down the shutters and he looked out the window. The streets were deserted. No one except the road sweeper. He looked as miserable and as dirty as ever. Whoever wanted to work on Christmas Day and in the raw cold and bitter freezing mist of such a morning? So Papa Panoff opened the shop door, letting in a thin stream of cold air. Come in, he shouted across the street cheerfully. Come in and have some hot coffee with me. The sweeper looked up, scarcely able to believe his ears. He was only too glad to put down the broom and come into the warm room. His old clothes steamed gently in the heat of the stove, and he clasped both red hands round the comforting warm mug as he drank. Papa Panoff watched him with satisfaction, but every now and then his eyes strayed to the window. I would never do to miss this special visitor. Expecting someone? The sweeper asked. So Papa Panoff told him about his dream. Well, I hope he comes, the sweeper said. You've given me a bit of Christmas cheer that I never expected to have. I'd say you deserve to have your dream come true. And he actually smiled. When he had gone, Papa Panoff put on cabbage soup for his dinner, then went to the door again, scanning the street. He saw no one. But he was mistaken. Someone was coming. The girl walked so slowly and quietly, hugging the walls of the shops and houses, that it was a while before he noticed her. She looked very tired, and she was carrying something. As she drew nearer, he could see that it was a baby, wrapped in a thin shawl. There was such sadness in her face and in the pinched little face of the baby that Papa Panoff's heart went out to them. Won't you come in? He called, stepping outside to meet them. You both need to warm by the fire and have a rest. The young mother let him shepherd her indoors and to the comfort of an armchair. She gave a big sigh of relief. I'll warm some milk for the baby, Papa Panoff said. I've had children of my own. I can feed him for you. He took the milk from the stove and carefully fed the baby from a spoon, warming her tiny feet at the stove at the same time. She needs shoes, the cobbler said. But the girl replied, I can't afford shoes. I've got no husband to bring home money. I'm on my way to the next village to find work. Suddenly a thought flashed through Papa Panoff's mind. He remembered the little shoes he had looked at last night, but he had been keeping those for Jesus. He looked again at the cold little feet, and he made up his mind. Try these on her, he said, handing the baby and the shoes to the mother. And the beautiful shoes were a perfect fit. The girl smiled happily, and the baby gurgled with pleasure. You've been so kind to us, the girl said, when she got up with her baby to go. May all your Christmas wishes come true. But Papa Panoff was beginning to wonder if his very special Christmas wish would come true. Perhaps he had missed the visitor. He looked anxiously up and down the street. There were plenty of people about, but they were all faces that he recognized. There were neighbors going to call on their families. They nodded and smiled and wished him a happy Christmas. And there were beggars. And Papa Panoff hurried indoors to fetch them hot soup and a generous hunk of bread, hurrying out again in case he had missed the important stranger. All too soon, the winter dusk fell. When Papa Panoff went to the door and strained his eyes, he could no longer make out the passersby. Most were home and indoors by now anyway. He walked slowly back into his room at last, put up the shutters, and sat down wearily in his armchair. So, it had all just been a dream after all. Jesus had not come. Then all at once, he knew he was no longer alone in the room. This was not a dream, for he was wide awake. And at first he seemed to see before his eyes the long stream of people who had come to him that day. He saw again the old road sweeper, the young mother and her baby, and the beggars that he had fed. And as they passed, each whispered, Didn't you see me, Papa Panoff? Who are you? He asked, bewildered. Then another voice answered him. It was the voice from his dream, the voice he had assumed to be Jesus. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was cold, and you warmed me. I came to you today, and every one of those you helped and welcomed. Then all was quiet and still. Only the sound of the big clock ticking. A great peace and happiness seemed to fill the room, overflowing Papa Panoff's heart until he wanted to burst out singing and laughing and dancing with joy. So he did come, after all, was all he had to say. As we gather this week with family and friends in Thanksgiving on this Christ the King Sunday, as we begin our wait for the Christ child, as we wait for the King of Kings to return, as we begin this season of great joy and self-imposed busyness, may we all just take the time to slow down just a little bit, to keep our eyes open and our ears attuned. May we never forget that the Son of Man, the King of Kings, was a poor man, born in a barn, wandered as a preacher in a poor land, having no home to call his own. May we remember he had a record, tried for blasphemy, flogged like a common criminal, and hung on a cross to die. Why would it be such a stretch to think the risen King could not be found in those of similar circumstance? And what a privilege we have. What a privilege we have, every one of us, to know that when we reach out and touch someone with who we are and what we have, we may very well be touching the hand of God. God love you. Amen.